This morning's reading is from Matthew chapter 5. If you've been here over the last few weeks, you'll know that we're looking at a series in Matthew's Gospel. Normally at this point, we'd have someone come and read our Bible reading, but this is only a short one, so I thought we would read it all together, if you can see the screen well enough. I hope you can at the back. So shall we read from verse 13 together? Can you see that at the back? Just about. Okay. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Well done. Very good reading. Jesus is talking to his disciples, his followers, his, if you like, apprentices, way back 2,000 years ago, as part of what we know as the Sermon on the Mount. And he says to them, you, if you follow Jesus, are the salt and the light of the earth. What does he mean by that, I wonder? I want to just take a few moments to explore that with you. I was thinking about light, and as I was thinking about it, I walked past a shop, a light shop, and do you know what I saw in the window? I saw a light like this. Now, hands up if you were alive in the 1970s, like I was. Do you remember they were all the rage? Yes, hands up if you had one. So, lots of you did. Fantastic. Well, that set me up on a trip of nostalgia, of looking back to the 1970s. If you weren't around in the 1970s, just watch this. This is what life was like when I was at school, believe it or not. How many of you remember these? I know, they went on a little bit longer, didn't they? Or, what about these? Yes. Or, what about this? The launch of the TR-7. A friend had one, and I was so jealous. The shape of things to come. Who had this? Yes, you remember that game? And who had some of these? Viv did. Fantastic. Would you bring them into the staff room, please? And we'll have a look at them. All right, what about one of these? Do you remember that? Do you know, this is how sad my childhood was. I got one of those for Christmas once. And I did enjoy it. So it used to be you made your name or anything you wanted out of it. And it was very high-tech in those days. Or what about these? Who had some of those? I didn't. My sisters did. Hands off if you combed their hair. You did. You see all these things coming back. And what about this? Now, I should explain to anybody that's under 25, this thing is called a telephone. And of course, it now looks like this. It's a little bit different. Or what about this? Only a couple more. Who remembers one of these? Did you have a typewriter? And again, if you're under 25, this is the forerunner to this. They look a bit different. Well, as I was thinking about the 1970s, I thought about something else. I thought, I remember going to the sweet shop, clutching my pennies, and sometimes, if I was lucky, I had enough money to buy a packet of salt and shake crisps. Now, for those who don't remember these were crisps before we had these things ready salted. These were crisps that you had to salt yourself. And inside, you remember, was a twizzled up bit of blue paper with salt inside. Well, as I was thinking about this, I could not believe it when I realized on the internet that they're back. That Walkers have taken over Smith's, and they now have, in Morrison's, salt and shake crisps. Wow, isn't that exciting? It is exciting. So I thought what we'd do is we'd try them. Okay. Would anybody else like to try one of my crisps? Joe would like to try one of my crisps. Okay, I'm going to try them. That's horrible. That's not like it used to be. Joe, try one of those. Something's missing. Oops, something's missing. The salt! So in here, oh, they don't taste like very nice crisps at all. Ugh. In here, oh, it's not twizzled up anymore, probably for safety regulations or something, brought in, no doubt, by Brussels. So what we do is we put a bit of salt in. There we are. Okay, this is how things used to be before computers. Sorry, I'm spitting everywhere. And then you shake. And now, oh, delicious. Oh, Joe, try that. That is so much better. Oops, sorry, I am spitting everywhere. Never mind, the caretaker won't mind. Oh, what a difference. You know, that little bit of salt has completely transformed my midday snack. Completely transformed it. I wonder whether Jesus was thinking a little bit about what salt does to things when he said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth." You, if you follow me, says Jesus, are meant to be people who transform the world, who live in the world and get involved in the world, but who make a complete change to the way the world lives. Of course, Jesus might also have been thinking about something else. He might have been thinking about, hands up if you've got one of these in your house. Well, in Jesus' day, there was no such thing as a fridge. In fact, there was no such thing as electricity. There was in the 1970s, in case you're wondering. But in those days, in Jesus' day, salt was used to preserve things, to stop things going bad. And I wonder whether Jesus is saying, you'll both be people who transform the world, but you're also people who stop it going bad. You are the salt of the earth. But Jesus also says to his disciples, you are the light of the world. And then Jesus tells this great story about if you light a light, and of course in his day we didn't have these, there weren't electric light bulbs, there were in the 70s. Jesus says, if you light a light, and he'd been thinking of a candle or a lamp, it gives light to everything. The world would be a very different place if we didn't have light, wouldn't it? Do you know that today, still 1.5 billion people in our world don't have access to electric light? And Jesus says, the point of light is this, is that you don't light your light and then put a bowl over the top of it. That would be mad, wouldn't it? I mean, it's still there. My light is still shining. But no one can see it. No, if you light a light, says Jesus, then you need to let people see the light if it's to do any good. And Jesus says to his followers, you are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the earth. Light, like salt, transforms life. And Jesus says, if we're followers of his, then we're meant to be people who do this in the world. Oh, mad? No, no, he doesn't mean we're meant to be people who make the world like that. We're meant to be people who make a difference in God's world. And that can happen in all sorts of different ways. Jesus goes on to say this, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. In the Message translation of that verse, we read this, be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. And he's the one that we're worshiping today. And if we're to be followers of Jesus, like Sophia and Poppy will be as they grow up, we're called to be people who make a difference wherever God places us. That doesn't mean you have to suddenly change the world tomorrow. But I think God invites us by his Holy Spirit to look for small ways in which in our communities, in our relationships, in our home life, in our work life, we transform the world and stop it going bad. That's a big challenge for all of us. But it's a challenge that Jesus, I think, lays before us today just as much as he did all those years ago. In a moment in our service, we're going to say this prayer as part of the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. That's one way of saying, Lord, we want to make a difference in your world. I'd like to finish by just inviting us to be really, really quiet. I believe that God is here, that by his Holy Spirit, he wants to speak to every one of us. And in the silence, I'd love you just to say to Jesus, Lord Jesus, is there one way in which I can be salt and light for you this week? It might be in the school playground. If someone is being teased, going to make friends with them. It might be doing exactly the same in your workplace. It might be saying sorry to someone. It might be forgiving someone who you've had a grudge against, who has done something wrong to you, and for years you haven't been able to let go of it. That's being salt and light. That's transforming our world. So let's be really quiet and listen to God, and then I'll finish with a prayer. Father, we pray in this week ahead that you'll help us to be salt and light. That by your Spirit working within us, we might change the world around us in some small way. Stop it going away from you and draw people back to you as we act as salt and light wherever you put us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.